Pendengar sekalian, bagi warga Australia yang baru datang, mendapatkan akomodasi yang sesuai adalah bagian dari proses integrasi permukiman mereka. Penyedia layanan di seluruh negara ini bekerja sama dengan pemerintah dan masyarakat mengembangkan solusi yang berkelanjutan dan efektif. Namun, masih banyak tantangan yang dihadapi oleh para pendatang baru ketika mereka mencoba untuk menemukan perumahan yang terjangkau. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Sementara untuk pertama kalinya permukiman di Australia, para pengungsi diberi bantuan untuk menemukan perumahan melalui program perumahan pemerintah dan juga bantuan persewaan. Layanan ini tersedia sebagai tambahan untuk program HSS atau Humanitarian Settlement Services dari pemerintah federal. Berkas A-2012 dalam Journal of Refugee Studies menemukan bahwa 90% pendatang baru menggunakan program layanan itu. Yamaha Aga, Service Delivery Manager di SSI Settlement Service International di New South Wales, memberikan layanan program HSS itu. Ia mengatakan kelompoknya memberikan bantuan bagi migran-migran itu dari hari pertama mereka.
So new refugees and humanitarian entrants are eligible for short-term accommodation on arrival. It's a free rent for 4 weeks while they link to different services and they start getting their payment because initially when they arrive they have no money or no income to be able to pay rent. So this is provided as part of the government contract.
Setelah kontrak mereka berakhir, pendatang baru harus mencari bantuan ke pasar sewa swasta untuk mencari tempat tinggal mereka. Namun mereka sering kurang beruntung karena berpenghasilan rendah dan mereka tidak memiliki catatan sejarah persewaan sebelumnya dan juga kendala dalam bahasa. Yamaha Akha mengatakan setelah melewati tahap awal, para pendatang baru diperlakukan seperti warga-warga lainnya.
When they find long-term accommodation, then they start paying rent. Well, after the 4 weeks, they start paying rent like any other Australian resident. Within 4 weeks, it's a very short time for them to be able to find employment. So they do pay rent from their social security payment.
Keterjangkauan untuk menyewa perumahan merupakan kendala utama bagi para migran. Case manager dari SSI secara reguler menemukan bahwa para pengungsi dan migran baru telah membayarkan sekitar 50-60% dari pendapatan mereka untuk persewaan swasta. Kekhawatiran yang sama juga dilaporkan dari penyedia layanan langsung seperti Liverpool Migrant Resource Center atau LMRC di daerah Sydney bagian barat. Client Service Manager dari LMRC, Olivia Ngui, mengatakan sebagian besar kliennya yang bergantung pada Centrelink telah membayarkan 50% pendapatan mereka untuk perumahan. Ia mengatakan bahwa harga sewa yang tinggi merupakan kendala terbesar bagi mereka.
So a lot of our clients are recipients of Centrelink initially and are solely dependent on that initially as well. And when you look at that in relation to the cost of rent and what's considered affordable housing, you'll notice particularly for single people, single parents or like smaller family units, so like couples without children, the cost of rent far exceeds the income they receive. So, you know, it puts a lot of financial pressure on people.
Di Victoria, setiap tahunnya MS Australia memberikan bantuan kepada lebih dari 40.000 orang dengan menyediakan layanan kemanusiaan untuk permukiman bagi pengungsi dan migran baru. Tim leader dari Settlement Accommodation Services di MS Australia, Joseph Yuhana, mengetahui persis bagaimana perasaan migran baru yang membutuhkan perumahan. Joseph dan keluarganya ketika datang pertama kalinya di Australia harus tinggal bersama bibinya sampai mereka menemukan rumah sendiri.
Originally came from Iraq. I arrived to Australia in 2006 through the humanitarian program supported by UNHCR. I was in a neighboring country, Syria at that time, escaped from the war in Iraq, and I was accepted to Australia in 2006 together with my family. When we arrived to the airport, we were exposed with people, I mean, welcoming us, so they were kind of the settlement providers, and we didn't know what does that mean. We lived in an area which is full of multiculturalism and cult communities. It's been inherited to that northern region of Melbourne since 70s and 80s, so it's something usual to see a lot of people coming from different backgrounds because it's affordable area.
Ia menambahkan bahwa mencari perumahan yang terjangkau merupakan tantangan yang besar bagi para kliennya, namun mereka masih beruntung masih ada beberapa suburb yang masih terjangkau di daerah Melbourne.
And there is a lack of affordable properties in Victoria. Most of our cold communities are in newly established areas. In the western suburbs, we're still lucky enough to have areas like Warrabee, and around it, it's affordable. We are lucky enough to have areas like Broadmeadows and surrounding in the northern suburbs of Melbourne still available and to the budget of the clients.
Penelitian yang dilakukan oleh Refugee Council of Australia, RCOA, pada tahun 2013 menemukan bahwa setiap tahunnya para pengungsi mengatakan mencari perumahan yang terjangkau dan jumlah perumahan merupakan kekhawatiran utama mereka. Olivia Ngui dari LMRC mengatakan hal serupa juga merupakan isu utama bagi para penyandang cacat.
It can be really difficult to find suitable accommodation. It can be really difficult to be dependent on rental properties and to be able to get appropriate modifications for it when you're in the private rental market. And then when you're relying on public housing, it can take quite some time to find a suitable property that can be modified as well.
Ia menambahkan bahwa banyak para pendatang baru yang menyandang cacat harus menetap di perumahan yang tidak aman atau tidak layak bagi kondisi fisik mereka.
We had a client that was wheelchair bound and living in private rental accommodation at the time, and the accommodation had steps at the property and didn't have any rail or supports in the bathroom, which made it really hard to shower and to use the toilet. They were living with someone that had very low vision as well and required a walking frame. So essentially residing in unsafe accommodation for quite some time and awaiting an outcome for social housing as well.
Para pembantu pengungsi dan kemanusiaan juga menghadapi masalah finansial yang semakin meningkat sementara mereka harus bergantung pada tunjangan dari Centrelink. Olivia Ngui menjelaskan bahwa Liverpool Migrant Resource Centre sering memberi bantuan darurat seperti membantu para pendatang baru itu untuk membayar rekening dari utility mereka.
Quite a lot of our clients are from Iraq. One of our clients had quite large bills. They're in a granny flat type situation, and so they ended up paying for actually the main house as well as their own granny flat, and they were quite unclear as to why the utility costs were so high. They were covering both their own utility costs as well as the main providers, and so through our support and the support of the Energy and Water Ombudsman, we were able to ensure that she was only paying her portion of utility costs.
Settlement Services International atau SSI pada tahun 2014 mengajukan penyelidikan Senat tentang affordable housing in Australia yang menemukan bahwa kesulitan perumahan bagi para pendatang itu diperbesar dengan kurangnya rekam jejak mereka dalam persewaan perumahan. Olivia Ngui mengatakan penyedia layanan seperti LMRC memegang peranan penting dalam memberikan bantuan proses persewaan.
The best thing that we can do to support our clients is to make sure that they're clear in terms of what their responsibilities are so that they in turn demonstrate that they are able to really well maintain a property and are great tenants so that in future they have a much better chance of securing future rental properties in their own right.
Settlement Service International di New South Wales memberikan penyuluhan dan orientasi tentang hak dan tanggung jawab bagi klien mereka dalam beberapa bahasa, termasuk bahasa Arab, Assyria, Farsi, Persia, dan Dari. Yama Aha dari SSI mengatakan bahwa hal itu ditujukan untuk membantu para pendatang itu untuk dapat lebih mandiri.
They provided with the training in their own language. All our training and orientation to refugees are delivered in their own languages. It's kind of information session in the classroom, and also the information is delivered to them when they arrive to the house on how to maintain. Now we have been working very closely with different real estate agents, and we have to say that we have a lot of real estate agents that are very supportive, understanding of the refugee needs, and they work closely with us.
Sementara itu, AMES Australia di Victoria juga memberikan penyuluhan serupa tentang persewaan dalam bahasa Amharic, Nepal, Pashto, Tamil, dan Urdu. Pekerja tentang perumahan juga disediakan untuk setiap klien dalam mencari perumahan yang sesuai. Bantuan itu berupa bantuan dengan permohonan tanggungan, surat dukungan, penandatanganan persewaan, dan masalah persewaan lainnya. Joseph Yuhana mengatakan mereka telah membentuk hubungan kerja yang baik dengan beberapa pihak yang bersangkutan.
The team works specifically with private landlords and local real estate agencies to promote, advocate and increase the capacity of securing accommodation through this channel. So our job is to help from A to Z housing process with the newly arrived communities.
Joseph Huyana menambahkan hubungan baik itu telah membantunya untuk mendapatkan perumahan yang terjangkau bagi klien-kliennya.
My story was because I had a link who was looking after my case. At that time, he had that connection through the local real estate agencies. So the reference was my auntie's husband. We trialed 2-3 properties, but that one was approved.
Namun, banyak pendatang baru yang tidak memiliki keluarga atau teman di Australia dan menghadapi isolasi dalam komunitas mereka sendiri. Joseph Yohana mengatakan dukungan komunitas juga dibutuhkan dalam menangani masalah pemukiman dan penting untuk memahami apa yang dimaksud dengan akomodasi yang terjangkau dapat diakses atau dicapai di Australia.
I believe the communities settled already in Australia have the role to take on board to advocate the important factors on how to make a good journey for a newcomers, new people arriving to Australia, to make them successful like others are successful. I would be encouraging actually the community to deliver the correct message to the newly arrived communities that in Australia it is not easy to rent property. It is a different system from back home. From any newly arrived person, it needs to take a journey until you get your first shelter approved.